Okay, let's get into Beitza Yerushalmi Dav Yud Zayin, and we continue here in the sugyas of the first perek. We are on in the Ozahada. We are on Tezvav Mabez. We're in the middle of a sentence. Actually, when we spoke about Mishamer, and straining wine. Which malacha would that be on Shabbos? And we mentioned that in the Bavli, the Nafkamina is Hasra. Hasra, it says, Bishamai Masrinan. Here, our Gemara just says, Machlokas, without giving any specific nafkamina, but again, it could be that nafkamina that Rashi mentions in Shavuos Daf Chaf, Amabez, in terms of the pasuk that needs to be quoted. Again, Pashtus is, there's only the same pasuk here, so it doesn't really mean the Los Hazakal Malacha, but it might mean you have to, if like that day in Tosfos, the Machlokas in Tosfos, whether you have to warn, I've told of a Makam Av, it will be important to know which Av is being discussed. Good. So the Gemara quoted the Machlokas between Rav and Reb Zeira. Rav said that Mishamer is Borer, and Reb Zeira says that Mishamer, straining wine, where you put the wine through the strainer, and the dregs get caught on top, and the good wine flows to the bottom, Machlokas, whether that's Borer or whether that's Marakade, whether that's like sifting. So, and the Reb Yonah and Reb Yosef say that originally we thought that Reb Zeira was correct. Reb Zeira was correct because that's Marakade, the sifting. Sifting is that act. Why? Because just like sifting keeps the bad stuff on top and the good stuff flows through, so too by Shamer, the wine flows through, the good stuff goes through and the bad stuff stays on top. But then the Gemara says v'lo havin amrin klum, but that's wrong. Why? Lama? Because the Gemara says really I think Mishamer is closer to Borer and not to Marakade. Why? Hutar michlal brera v'hutar michlal shimur. Why? Because we find on Yantif there are heterim for Borer and for Shimur. So that's why you know that Shimur is going to be Misham Brera v'hutar, but it's not Misham Marakade. Marakade doesn't have any of those heterim. Where do we see? That's Hutar michlal brera, that's our Mishnah. Borer kedarko b'cheiko v'tamchei. What Beis Hillel says, that it could be Borer normally. What's normally? Psoles b'toch ochel on Yantif, b'cheiko u'betamchui, v'hutar michlal shimur, and also shimur is mutter. Why? Because it says the Mishnah also, later on Masechta Shabbos, the Mishnah says in the 20th parak of Masechta Shabbos, avol nosnin litzluya b'yantif. If you have a strainer that's already on a barrel or so before Yantif, right, you can't put it on Yantif because that's like asiyas ohel. You're putting a roof, and you're not allowed to put the roof even on a, you know, an ohel arai. You're not allowed to build an ohel arai on Shabbos or Yantif. You're allowed to be mosif onto an ohel arai. If it's already a tefach wide, so then you can be mosim onto an ohel arai, but you can't build an ohel arai. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, but you could put into a tluya. So you see, you're allowed to be mishamer. You're allowed to strain on Yantif. So you're allowed to bubower on Yantif. You're allowed to strain on Yantif. V'lo huter machal arkada. But the sifting is not mutter on Yantif. Dam Rabbi Chanina bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Chanina says that ain shonin es hakemach. You're not allowed to shona, do it again. What's shona? Do it again. Sift again. If you sifted it before Yantif, and now you want to sift it to become extra fine, you can't do that. Karbana Eda. Kigon sherakdu me esmol. You already sifted from yesterday. Ubala shanoso, benafali aposa. You want to make it even better. Ain shonin. You don't want to do it, you don't want to do it again. Ain shonin es hakemach. Aval markidin la'achore hanafa. But you can sift it with a shinui. So harkada, sifting, is not mutter on Yantif, unless it's done with a shinui. But so you see, borer is mutter on Yantif, and mishamer is mutter on Yantif, and harkada is not. So in tomar, mishum markid, if you say that mishamer is sifting, who? Yehei aser, so it should be aser, just like harkada is aser. The fact that it's mutter, it must be mishum borer. So again, you don't look at the physical difference, right? We said, physically, like was said at the end of the previous year, physically, it looks more like Marakade because the good stuff goes to the bottom. But you don't just look at the physical act. You look at the conceptual definition. And sometimes that's different than just the physical act. Good. Period. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, D. Rabbi Barbun says D. This price that we just quoted that says Marakade sifting is Asur. Sifting is Asur. Delo Krab Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda has an even more far-reaching heter, Detanya, Bishem Rabbi Yehuda, Af Machshirei Ochal Nefesh Yitiru. Not only is Ochal Nefesh Mutter, even Machshirei Ochal Nefesh is Mutter. So Harkada, which is an act of Ochal Nefesh, for sure, if he, Rabbi Yehuda, even Mutter, is even Machshirei Ochal Nefesh, so it must be for sure that this type of sifting would be allowed. Machshirin comes up in many different contexts. Here, machshiri ochal nefesh. Remember, whenever you have a heter, the only question is always the preparatory stages of the act. Is that also allowed? Remember, we have it by mila, the beginning of our blessed de mila. We have the machlokas tanoim about mila b'shabbos, right? Is only bris mila bismano is obviously docha Shabbos. What about bris mila? What about the machshire mila? What about sharpening the knife? So is that allowed to be done on Shabbos? So that's machlokas tanam. We paskin no. We paskin Rabbi Akiva no. But Rabbi Yehuda holds it by machshire ochal nefesh. Rabbi Eliezer holds it by machshire mila. That's the first mishnah in Shabbos. Then the Bavli Kuflamid. Rabbi Eliezer Omer im lo hevi kli me erev Shabbos me viu b'Shabbos magula. Magula is not for us now, but you can bring it on Shabbos. You can bring Hotsa. You can bring the knife. That should have been done before Shabbos. Machshirin. It's even Machshirin. She'ef shal asos on me'erev Shabbos. It's still mutter. The Blazer says, you'd be bringing b'Shabbos. U'b'sakana mechazi al pi'eitim. The old Amar Eliezer, Carson eitzim lasos b'chamin, lasos barzel. You're allowed to cut wood in order to make fire, in order to sharpen the knife. Unbelievable. Preparatory stages of the heter of mila is also docha. When the Torah matters mila, it's not just in a localized maisa. The whole process is mutter, even machshirin. And we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, kol amar Rabbi Akiva, kol malacha she'ef shal asos on the erev Shabbos, eino docha za Shabbos. Machshirin mila is not docha Shabbos. She'ef shal asos on the erev Shabbos, docha za Shabbos. So you have machshirei ochal nefesh, you have machshirei mila. The Gemara there, interesting, even says that, again, before there was a centralized Shulchan Aruch, there were towns that followed Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara there in Shabbos Koflavid. Tan Rabbanan bimkomol shel Rabbi Eliezer hayu karsin eitzim lasos b'chamin lasos barzel b'Shabbos bimkomol shel Rabbi Yosi Aglili hayu ochlin basar of b'chalav. Right? He didn't accept the chicken and milk Rabbanan. So they used to do that. Levik lebe Yosef Rishba. Right? This was the custom before they had the limitation. The Gemara continues there in the Bavli. Again, I'm reading here Shabbos Kuflamid. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Irachas Vayz Eretz Yisrael. Shei Osin Kirb Eliezer. There was a city that they followed Rabbi Eliezer. Vahayu Mesim Bismanon. And they didn't die early, meaning they were following their Rebbe, and that's what they were allowed to do. Ela lo od, ela shapamach as gazra malchus risha, gzeira al Yisrael, al hamila. One time they made a decree. The Romans made a decree. Whenever it says malchus risha, means the Romans. Va'al osa ha'ir lo nigzera. And on Osir, they wore it goes there. So again, you follow your Rebbe. That was what allowed in those days. That's what they did. So here we have Machshirei Ochal Nefesh. So Machshirei Ochal Nefesh are going to be mutter. Then for sure, the, Harkada is going to be mutter. Bayahad Milsa, last line before the Mishnah. This is though the question. Mao Lishano says Akamach, can you, we said in the Brisa from Rehuta, you can't sift again if you've sifted it before Yantif. You can't sift it on Yantif except with the Shinui. Mao Lishano says Akamach, Lachori Anafak Rabbanan. What about sifting it according to the Rabbanan? The Brisa said that Rabbi Yehuda, who even allows machshire ochal nefesh, he says, but if you sifted it once before and you can't sift it again unless you do it with a shinui. Did the Rabbanan hold of that? Did Rabbanan hold of that heter? Ma'al Lashana says, akemach lachrei nefek Rabbanan. Would they allow that? Right? Because if you could have done it before, maybe you could have done it beforehand. Right? So that's it's a question exactly what this question is in the Gemara. But, the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it is that, kiman de efshal asosa me'asmo, right? Maybe you won't even allow the shinui. Right, because you could have done it beforehand. Okay, that's issues of Harkada and Borer. Again, Borer is a huge topic, and as I mentioned, the Bavli has a different element when it comes to mentioning Borer on Yantif. Right, it has to do with Tircha. Right, the language of the Bavli in here on Daf Yudal and Amabez, Lo Tzricha de Nafish B'Tircha V'Zuter B'Shiura. Right, there's an issue of doing less Tircha. Less tircha. That's what the and Rashi there says. V'achi gam abend rabbi murim bismancha toracha ochal meruba kal al shal psolas hu tekamre beis hil al shenot al psolas demiute b'tircha adif. That's what's better on yantif. Less tircha. Avalim toracha psolas meruba al shel ochel. But if the psolas tircha is more, let's say you have tiny little pieces of psolas, even if it's the minority, it's harder to take out the psolas. So then you would say you take out the opposite because it's the less tircha is the issue on Yantif. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Beishame Omrim, Eimashalchin Biyantif Elamanos. When Beishame says when you send gifts on Yantif, You have to send, you're only allowed to send manos. What are manos? Ready-made, edible, but usable items. Edible. Rabbi Shami Omer, Emishalchem Yedavela Manos. Look what the, Carbonate says, manos. Davar Muchan, Sheino Asui Lanichol Machar. If it's ready, Mistami gonna use it today. You're not gonna wait till tomorrow. Kagon Chatichos Basar Vedagim. Right? Meat. Meat and fish. They didn't have refrigeration in those days. They get a ready-made meat and fish. They're going to eat it. So Beis Shammai says, you're only allowed to send things that mistama are going to be used on yantif. That's a sarach yantif. But anything that not, like let's say a live animal, which you're going to have to if a person has a live animal, they're allowed to shecht it. But my sending a live animal, who says they're going to use it? So maybe, says the Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to send a live animal. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, why not? The Aval Shabahema Shlema Lo De Ains at Sarach Yantif Vitirchi Yaseirahu. Who says he's gonna use it on Yantif? So Beishamai says only ready made stuff. Ube Sil Omer no Mishalkan Behema Chaya Va'ov Chayin Vishrutin. Beishila says you can send animals, live animals, dead animals, shechted animals, anything. Yeah, Chayin Vishrutin said anything because they could use it. They could decide to use it. Mishalkan Yenosh Manu Mustah says you could also send wines and oils and flowers because these are all usable in a larger sense. Avalo tfuah. You can't send raw grain. Why? Because that needs to be ground. And we mentioned in the previous mission, you can't grind on yantif. Okay, maybe with a different type of shinui, but maker, then you can't grind, so therefore you're not allowed to send tfuah. Rav Shimon Mata Betur, Rav Shimon says no, even tfuah, one is allowed to send. The Gemara is going to explain, why he says it is allowed. Period. The kash al de Beis Shammai. One second. So Beis Shammai says you're allowed to send manos. You're allowed to send shechted pieces of meat, right? Meat and fish, but you can't send a live animal. Says the Gemara. Kach al de Beis Shammai. Yara gedola mutter l'shalcha. Gedi katan asu l'shalcho. Right? According to Beis Shammai, you could send a huge thigh, a huge piece of meat that's ready made. Even though for sure they're not going to use it all on yantif, but you can send a huge thigh, but a tiny little goat, tiny little gedi, which is going to be, would be probable that you're going to use that for yantif that you can't send. Asu l'shalcho. Right? It's kind of like it's a question, but what would his answer be? The answer would be lo plug. The answer would be lo plug. You know, sometimes you have to have rules. And therefore, that's, even though logically you might say you should say the opposite, but that's his rule. That's his rule. Period. Amar Yudin lo mistavra. When we say that Beis Hillel allows you to send an animal, even a live animal, mistama, it's not where you're carrying it on your back. Right? Look at the carbon eight, the mechsi k'uvdin d'chol. Right? That's uvdin d'chol. That's a weekday activity, even though it's something that maybe we could do during the week. Moshe Rabbeinu, remember the Medrash and Shmos, was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he put the sheep on its back. Remember the sheep where it ran away and Moshe Rabbeinu chased after it and finally he sees that it was very thirsty. It ran to the spring to drink and Moshe Rabbeinu sees it and says, oh, you must be tired. I'm going to put you on my back and bring you back. Hashem says, if you're that way to my sheep, so then, you know, you could shepherd my people. You could shepherd my people. That's the Medrash by Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only does he have love for his fellow man, but he has love for even the animals. So, lo mistavra, says a karbonei de betoanev. So, when Beis Shammai Beis Hillel says you could send the animals, it must be mistam, it's not where he's actually carrying the animal on his back. Avalim haya moshva v'holech. But if he's just pulling the animal, it's okay. Pulling the animal, because nobody knows why you're pulling the animal. Ma bein moshka laholicho, ma bein moshka lashkosko. Who says if you're pulling it to take it somewhere else, or you're pulling it just to give it water? So nobody knows. So it's mutter. That's not uvdin d'chol. That's not uvdin d'chol. And therefore, there's no issue. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Ma moshka laholich mutter. De ma bein moshko laholicho acharav. Lemi asher mishtalech. That you're sending it to somebody. Uma bein moshka lashkosko. Ve'ein kan mishum marazayin. Right? Who says you're doing it as a transaction? Again, giving, what about gifts? Generally, this, the issue of gifts on yantif, we know one is not allowed to do mekach u'memkar on yantif. Right? So is gifts included? So there are heterim, a matana litzorech mitzvah. Matana litzorech mitzvah, regular business, selling and buying, that's nisa d'rabanan. Right? That's the Mishnah later on in Beitza, and Rashi discusses it. Rashi quotes two reasons. Right? The Mishnah bet later on in the fifth parak in parak Mashilin, that's where the Mishnah says all the items, all the issues that are also drabana. We mentioned this actually a couple of days ago when we spoke about the Rambam that says you're not allowed to be mafresh, chumas and maestros on Shabbos or Yontif. The Rambam gives the two reasons, right? Number one, nira kimakdish. Remember that Rambam, right? It looks like you're being makdish the animal when you designate it for trumas and maasros. And number two, it's like a transaction. So that's all the transactions are usher, right? The Mishnah says later on, adaf lamed vav umabeis in the Bavli, issues of lo olin, was the lashon of the business, lo donim v'lo makacha, lo chosel, lo miyabin, lo makdishim, lo marichim, lo machrin, v'lo magbin. So why aren't you allowed to do business? Mekachu memkar, says Rashi there in Beitza Lamed Zayin. De la mekachu memkar damu, shemotzi me reshusel reshus hektish. If you're makdish something, it's business, and you're not allowed to do business. Why can't you do business? Umekachu memkar aser min hamikra, tichsiv mimso chefzacha v'dar v'davar. You're not allowed to do your own chafatzim on Yantif, Pasuk in Yeshayo, inami mekachu memkar asi lidei ksiva. You might come to write, because normally when you transact, so then you're going to record it. So, you don't want to, right, recording it is an chshah shema yichtov, and therefore it is also. So either mekachu memkar, either it's a violation of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, mimso chetzucha v'dava davar, or gzeira shema yichtov. Then Rashi says, v'im tomar, what about shtare mechira? Right, v'im tomar havi l'gzeira l'gzeira kulachad l'gzeira. Okay, kulachad l'gzeira. So that's the Rashi and basis. So, but what about matana? So that's a question. The machlokas we've shown him whether in general matana is included in the Isser Drabanan. Right? Do we record every one of our gifts? Maybe, but maybe not. Right? Business transactions, buying, selling, we record. But maybe not matana. But even those who say matana, giving a gift, is asur on Shabbos and Yantif, it could be that matana l'shem mitzvah is mutter on Shabbos and is mutter on Shabbos and Yantif. Good. The Poskim Mishmir Shabbos talks about the giving a present for a Baal Afruf or a Bar Mitzvah boy. Right? Sometimes we say bizoche, be koned after Shabbos. But there are heterim to say even to be koned on Shabbos. And it happens to be sometimes if you go somewhere for Shabbos and you want to give a bottle of wine. So the best thing to do is to give it before Shabbos. And if not, let's say you're going somewhere for lunch. So the second best thing to do is to be mezake it to somebody before Shabbos. You bring it to shul on Friday night. And then before Shabbos, you go over to somebody else in the shul and say, be koned this on behalf of so-and-so. And now the other guy owns it. The other guy owns it, right? Even if it's not done, though, you could say, L'sarach mitzvah's mutter, or when you bring the bottle of wine, you could have in mind that it's really your bottle of wine that you're sharing, and then you're going to leave it over in the house. There are other heterim. Okay, this is all regarding the issue of mekachu memkar. We continue. Reboshi Araba, Amar L'Reb Yud Nesiya, Shamatim Yavicha, Tanagolas Mutter L'Tatala. Have you heard from your father anything about whether you can move a tarnagol, a chicken is movable, meaning even if you could give it as a gift, maybe it just means to kind of like push it along, right, without picking it up, right? Are you allowed to be, be metaltalit? That's the question. The Gemara says, ma? So the question is, what is this question, ma? Is this continuation of the previous question, or sometimes some say the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Of course it's mutter. Right, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, ma mitame haGemara v'chimahu asafik imi muchenes l'shchita muteres betil v'imla muksu. Right, what's the Gemara safik? Right, let's read the Gemara. Im haisa muchenes l'shchita muteres. What do you mean? If the chicken is muchan l'shchita, of course it's muter. Yad amay teshech v'imla vasura. So what's the whole shaila? So the Gemara says, no, we had this earlier back on Daf Aleph. V'ain kol tarnagol muchan l'shchita. But even all chickens are possibly ready to be shechted. You have to have in mind a specific shochet. If there's a chicken you want to shecht, all chickens are potentially, lunch. So, v'katologa b'chon l'shchita. So, where it says, l'chein tzricha afilu eina mukhenes. What does that mean? Carmen Ed explains, what if you have one specifically in mind that you're not going to shecht? Right? You think you're going to have in this mind, this one's going to be for laying eggs. So, in that case, is that chicken muksa to move? So, kika mi boili, says the Carmen Ed, im yadinan bevadai she'ina rotza lashachta ela legado beitzim. There's a chicken that you know for sure that you don't want to shech, but you want it to lay eggs. Upashitle, and the answer is the dafka mukhanes l'shchita. And the answer is, yeah, only if it's mukhan l'shchita, meaning stam. Stam mutter, aval mukhanes legado beitzim asura. Now, if you specifically have in mind that it's only going to be for legado beitzim, so then that is going to be muksa. It's going to be muksa in achinami. Only ones that are stam. Yeah, we say kol tanagol muchan l'shchita, but that's only stam. But if you have specifically one in mind, it's like negative das, that for sure, that is going to be muksa. So amru lo belechisha, when Rabbi Yudin Nisir, he gave it to him quietly. He whispered the answer, or the Pnei Moshe. Shalol lefarsem hadavar. He whispered the answer. So amru lo, lama at amru lo belechisha? Why are you whispering the answer to me? Just tell it to me. That's how I heard it. My Rebbe told it to me privately, so I tell it to you privately. So why is that? Either because it's a heter that we don't want to be mefarsem, or it's just a din of chayav adam lomar b'lashon rabo. Look at the charedim. Kishem shematia shachayav adam lomar b'lashon rabo okedaksev nala'el v'lo noda l'ba'ale hatamunim heishav lo muteres arasura. The Ba'alei Talmud don't know what the first day of the Charedim. We don't know. L'achi lo nechta b'sefer. So we don't have it in the Gemara what he said. And that's why it's Nishar Rabbi B'teku. The Efshar Lomar, or the Charedim, says, if he said it quietly, it was obviously a heter. Right? You don't have to say a Isser privately. The Efshar Lomar, Devadei heter amalo rabo rishon. The Isser, Lama Yomar Lo Belechisha. If it was an Isser, why did he whisper it? Elamisham, it must be the Heter Hora Amra Belechisha Shalo Yishma Adam. You don't want anybody to hear. Klomar Mutterhu Avalei Morin Kain. But you don't paskin it publicly. Shalo Yakilu Ha'am Bisurim Muksa. You don't want people to be Mako by Isurim Muksa in general. Lakach Gama Talmud Mistama Lo Mistume. Right, and that's why the Gemara didn't say it. Ula Chakima Beremiza. It was just hinted to. Okay, but either way, what is the fundamental idea that the Charedim says? Chayav adam lomar b'lashon rabo. Because the copying a Rebbe, right, and the connection of a Talmud to a Rebbe, there's nothing like it. Right, and a Rebbe has to mimic what the Rebbe says. I think I mentioned in the past, you know, numerous times, the beautiful comment of the Rambam, but the example that he gives, you know, is a Talmud Rebbe. Now the Rambam on the Mishnah, Kedei L'cha Chaver, in Pirkei Avos, in the first paragraph, the Rambam talks about three types of chaverim, three types of friends, colleagues. The Rambam says chever toeles, chever nachas, and chever ma'ala. Right? What are the chever toeles? That's a business partner. Chaver shnei yashutfin, v'chaver samelah v'chayelav, a king and his soldiers, or two business partners. Right? We get together. You help me, and I help you. V'amnam, that's the lowest level. That's a connection, obviously a relationship that we all have. I would call this relationships. Then chever nachas. Chever nachas is what we might call a best friend, a good friend, a friend that I, you know, like to share things with, to confide in, right? Chever nachas, he talks about even shnei midim within chever nachas. Chever hana'a v'chever bitachon. Chever hana'a is like chavers zechar menakevus. Chever bitachon, sheyila adam chaver shetiftach nafshobo. That you confide in. Lo yishamer mimenu lo b'maisav lo b'dibur v'yegala lo kol inyanav. Fine. And then you have the highest level of chaver, and that's what he calls chaver ma'ala. What does that mean? Chaver ma'ala. Shatihi atavas shneyem v'kavados lo batarachas. Where two people get together in order to connect, to achieve a common goal, a higher aspiration, not just a business deal, but to achieve a value. V'hi hatov, v'yirtza kol echa lehe'azer b'chaviro, b'hagia hatov ahu, l'shneim yachad. Each of them are going to help the other one achieve this unbelievable lofty goal. V'zeu ha'chever she'tziva l'knoso. That's the k'nei l'cha chaver. And what's the one example that the Rambam gives? V'hu k'chavers harav l'talmud v'talmud l'rav. Right, a Rebbe and a Talmud. And a Talmud to a Rav, that's this k'nei l'cha chaver, the Rambam says, the highest level of relationship, right? And that's what's reflected by this idea of Chayav Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabo. When I hear something from my Rebbe, I'm supposed to try to say it using his Lashon in the way that he said it, as long as it's just as effective, right? If my Rebbe is very old and he can barely talk, and that's why he says things just whispering it to me, and he can't get it out, and he used to say it, so then I have to try to be able to transmit it in the best way possible, as he would have wanted it transmitted. But in terms of language, that's something that we have to always be aware of. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tani, Mishalchin Chitim Shein Ma'achal Asisios. This Brisa says, you're allowed to send wheat kernels because it's Ma'achal Asisios. Asisios is a type of dish that you use raw wheat kernels. Raw wheat kernels. Pul Shu Ma'achal Ludios is the other Gersa. Beans you could send because Ludios. You can make them into some type of dish. Sa'orim Barley Shein Ma'achal Behema. You can send barley because that's machal behema. Machal behema. And that also is ra'ui for yantif. After all, lo kein tani b'shem Rabbi Shimon. Doesn't Rabbi Shimon say l'chol nefesh? Right, it says the pasuk asher yachal l'chol nefesh af nefashos behema bechlal. Nefashos of animals are also included in l'chol nefesh. Asya, the Rabbi Shimon kashidas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo. And this reflects, this sheet of l'chol nefesh, including animals, reflects Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is one of those students that Rabbi Akiva obviously started again with, right? Remember the Gemara in Yevamos Samach Dalid, the tragedy that took place. He started again after he lost all of his talmidim. So Rabbi Shimon follows Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi. Kamod Rabbi Akiva Amar, just like Rabbi Akiva also holds the chol nefesh, af nefashos behema, just like Rabbi Akiva holds the chol nefesh is even nafshos behema. Bechlal kin, Rabbi Shimon omer the chol nefesh, af nefashos behema bechlal. So to Rabbi Shimon. The idea of saor and barley being machal behemah, so we know that from the two karbanos. They're almost all karbanos mincha are made of flat wheat flour, but there are two that are made of barley, and that's the karban ha-omer and the karban sota. Karban ha-omer, many of the Bali Moser say, because the sphir saomer is surrounded by two poles. The karban ha-omer brought on the second day of Pesach, and the shtealachem brought on Shavuos, along with the kivsei atzeres, the only shlamim that's a carbon seabor. So the carbon omer is made out of barley, and the shtei lechem is made out of wheat, and the process of sfiras omer is going from saorim to chitim. Saorim is known as animal fodder. So we're going from the state of animals to the state of people, and that's why, that's the message of carbon omer, but that's also carbon sota, or the carbon sota, right? Sota is counted as a mitzvah, as we often point out. We don't want to do every mitzvah. Right, we don't dream about doing every mitzvah. The mitzvah, the process of sota is a mitzvah, but the sota karban is made out of barley, and Chazal say, he has to ma'isa behema, so for karban is ma'isa behema. But if you look in the chinuch, we usually quote this from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, but I saw today that really the chinuch says it, right? You go back to the Rishonim. The ultimate purpose of sota, we usually think that this is a negative type of process. Says the Chinuch, you know what the goal of sota is? In order to put into the hearts of the husband that his wife didn't do anything and they should live happily ever after. Because after all, how in the world would this woman has been, having a yichud with this man after being warned not to? So the husband obviously thinks, what's going on here? So the only way that we could get them back together is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this process. Right, the Ramban says it's the only time that we ever are somech on an ace in halacha. Says the chinuch in mitzvah shin samach hei. Shoresh mitzvah zu nigla l'chol roe hashemesh. Right, everyone would realize the purpose of this mitzvah. Shu shevach gadol bi'uma l'hiyos lanu tachbula l'hotzi mitoch levavenu hachshad b'neshoseinu. The ultimate purpose of this mitzvah is to remove any type of suspicion in my head. V'ladas be'emes imzin sahayisha tachas bayla olo zinsa. Mashe i'efshe l'chol goy u'mamlacha l'hiyos b'neyem kein. No other nation has this mechanism. V'imanu niskadish b'chol dover shebegdusha. V'nasolanu hakel mofes. L'das inyin zeh. Hane'elam mishar ha'amim. And through this mechanism, tisrabe bein ish l'ishto ahava v'shalom shalem v'zareinu yihyeh kadosh. So that's the pull. V'chomarech od beprati inyanim elu v'akol nigla b'leiv kol mevim. V'lachin, v'yos tama inyan neis b'umaseinu v'kavad gadol lahem. Since this is a reflection of the special state we have with Hashem, pasak misha shenzkak lo ba'averus. Right, once the Mishnah at the end of Sota, once Misha Rabu Hanoafim, the May Sota stopped working. This is a gift that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep us in an uplifted state. Once we were acting in that way, Hashem's like, forget it. It's not because of Chote Niskar, right, that the people who are being Mizana, are winning now. No, it's because this is a special gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this mechanism that reflects His Shechina amongst us. And if we're not acting in a way that deserves it, so then Hashem says, I'm not interested in doing it. And there's a lot of Minchas Chinuch here on the mitzvah of Sota, about all the details of Masechta Sota. But there's a mitzvah of Sota, and then there's an Isser. There's two Isurim. There's an Isser Daraisa of putting oil on the carbon Sota, and there's this Daraisa of putting Lavona on the carbon Sota to not make it a beautiful carbon. Those are the Therish Isurim. Okay, we continue. Let's do the Mishnah. Mishalchin Kalim. So we spoke about sending food. What about sending non-food items? What about clothing? Right, this comes up. What about mishloach manos, sending non-food items? But here we're talking about yantif. So you're allowed to send clothing if it's usable. Mishalchan, kelim bein tfurim, bein she'enem tfurim. You could send begadim, clothing, even if it's not sewed together. Why? You can use it as a rug, use it to sit on. Avi she'en l'tzorach ha'moed, even though it's not needed, she'en l'tzorach ha'moed. Because it can always be used. Right, the again, tfurin, says the Pnei Moshe, chazi l'malbush, einan tfurin, chazi l'achsuye, right, you can cover yourself, that's what all mafarshim say. Ava lo sandal ha-masumar, you're not allowed to send a sandal ha-masumar, a spiked sandal, that's based on the Gemara, if you remember, in Gemara and Shabbos, both in the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, talk about this terrible story that the Jews were hiding in a cave, and they heard fellow Jews, but they thought it was the enemy, so they just started going crazy in the cave, and people were killed because of the spiked sandals. So they made a gzeira, no spiked sandals on Shabbos and Yantif. V'lo minal she'eino tafur, and you also can't send the shoe that is not sewn together, because that's useless, the bottom of the sole. Rabbi Yehuda omer af lo minal avan, also or not, you can't send a white shoe, minich esrach uban, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a shoe is not usable until it's darkened and blackened. So you can't send it if it's not useful. Zeaklal, kol shenei osin bo b'yantif, mishal chenoso. Pashup shat, what does that mean according to Yerushalmi? Anything that you can use on Yantif, you could send, right? Anything, even if it's not totally finished, but if it's usable on Yantif, you are allowed to send it. Okay? We will stop here.